Chapter 9. Toad in Prison. The people run out of the cafe.
Stop! Thief!
They shout. Toad jumps in the car and drives away. But he's still a bad driver. And he has an accident with this car too. A policeman catches Toad and takes him to the police station.
Stop this, you bad policeman!
Now Toad is in court, and the judge is reading his crimes.
Toad,
he says,
you are here for three reasons. Number one, stealing a car. Number two, dangerous driving. Number three, you were very rude to a policeman. These are very bad crimes. You must go to prison for 3 years.
The policeman takes Toad to a prison in a big castle. The guard puts Toad in a small dark room with a tiny window, a bed, and a table. Then he locks the door. Toad is depressed, and he doesn't eat or drink. He sits on the bed and cries. The prison guard has got a daughter called Marianne. She hears Toad crying and she's very sad. Marianne visits Toad in his small dark room. She brings him toast with sweet orange marmalade. Toad and Marianne become friends and talk every day. One day, Marianne is very excited.
I've got an idea,
she says.
My aunt is a washerwoman. Every Monday, she comes to the prison and takes all the dirty clothes. She washes them at home and brings the clean clothes on Friday. Tomorrow is Friday. Maybe my aunt can give you some clothes to wear. Then you can escape from prison and be free.
Toad agrees to this plan. The next day, the washerwoman comes to the prison. She enters Toad's room and gives him some clothes. Toad wears a long black dress and a big pink hat. The washerwoman sits on the bed and Toad walks out of the castle. The guard is not suspicious at all.
Goodbye, madam.